Take your Bibles now and go to the New Testament book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, we'll read this evening, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, responsively. 2 Thessalonians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, read verses 1 through 11, responsively. I'll read verse number 1, you'll join me on verse 2, all the way through verse number 11. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 1, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know that withholdeth that he might be revealed in this time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who knoweth letteth it until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." Let's read verse number 11 together. "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the word of God. Lord, we thank you for your wisdom, Lord, in giving us this perfect book. Lord, in a time where people live in fear and in doubt, Lord, we as Christians can stand on the promises that you've given us, Lord, and live by faith. Lord, allow us to take this time, Lord, to slow our minds down, Lord, and to focus, Lord, on the truth that you have prepared for us. Lord, give us the comfort. Lord, give us the encouragement, Lord, to leave from here and be in a light and a hope to a dark and a dying world. Lord, please speak to our hearts tonight. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Now, let me help you. I want to address what's happening in our country and in our world in a biblical view. I want you to relax. I want you to use your Bible, and I want you to realize something. Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Allow me to be a voice of calm and reason tonight. I'm not worried. I'm not all jazzed up. If I get a cold tomorrow, I'm not going to go get tested. I'm not worried about it. The pollen count is starting to go up. You're going to get a stuffy nose. You're going to cough. You're going to get a runny nose. As long as you're not running a fever, you don't have anything to worry about. And even if you do, you probably don't have anything to worry about. But let me say this. Our country and our world is under satanic attack right now. The devil does not come to individuals. The devil attacks powers, principalities. He attacks by moving nations, corporations, and world governments. And that's what you're seeing take place right now. He attacks through that wickedness in high places. I believe what you are seeing in our world today is the stage setting for Antichrist. Just so you know. I never thought that I would live long enough to see it, but we are seeing it take place. Now, God says here in 2 Thessalonians 2, I want you to notice something. Look at verse number 2. "That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us." Look at me. In other words, God said, don't get worried. Don't be troubled in your spirit. Don't be soon shaken. oh, I gotta go buy toilet paper. You know, don't be soon shaken. Notice it says neither by spirit nor by word. That could be the word on Facebook, the word on the news, or the word that is spoken, but don't be troubled by it. He said, don't get all wound up about it. You say, why? Because he said that can't happen until the Lord comes back first. Right. You have to understand something. You will not be here when things really get bad.
That's right.
I said this, maybe I said it this morning to someone. You know how bad it is right now, how freaked out everybody is? Can you imagine what it's going to be like when there is no Christians and no word of God being taught? You wonder why people could be so mind numb that they would take the mark of the beast, 666. You're finding out they're standing in line just to get toilet paper. And it's an upper respiratory flu. It's not a colon flu. What would they do if they needed tissues? You know, talk about crazy. But I want you to notice God says this wickedness will not be revealed until the Son of Man comes. So we're out of here. It's called the rapture. If you notice, look at verse number 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come, notice these next words, a falling away first. That is another term for the rapture. A calling out, a falling away. And God says none of this can take place until the rapture takes place. Antichrist cannot set up his kingdom until Jesus comes back and gets us Christians out of here. When we blow the popsicle stand, he takes over. But until it goes boom, it's not going to happen. So don't worry. You're not going to live to see it. We're going to be partying in heaven at the marriage feast of the Lamb and judgment, the Bema seat, judgment seat of Christ. Amen. We're going to be eating and not getting fat. Glory to God. Now, God tells us that all this takes place. And then it's very interesting. Then he goes into what's being taking place right now. God says in 2 Thessalonians 2:10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Now watch this. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Brother Josh and I were back here the other night, and he said, Dad, wouldn't it be great if people would believe the truth as much as they believe the lies? People are more willing to believe a lie than they are the truth. In Kentucky, I got a text from somebody in Kentucky yesterday at the Costco in Lexington. They had a police escort for an 18-wheeler because they had shot at the driver of the truck because it was loaded with toilet paper. They had to have a police escort. They had to guard the truck while it was being unloaded and had to clear the area so that they could. Say, what is that? All deceivableness, and they're believing a lie. At the beginning of this, the press reported that you'll have to be going to the stores to buy what? Toilet paper and cleaning supplies. And people like mind-numb robots go to the stores. Let's get toilet paper. Let's fill it. Why do you need toilet paper? Because they told us we need toilet paper. That's what they're doing. And if you've been to the store lately, you know what I'm talking about. It's craziness. I mean, it's like Halloween on steroids. Now, let me say this. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. People want to believe the lie of Satan because they have rejected the truth. You're watching people believe the lie of Satan because they've rejected the truth of salvation. That is sad. Now, people more readily accept the fear, the panic, potential problems than to face the reality of the truth of salvation. They would rather live like they're living right now than get saved. We had people out yesterday soul winning. And people were upset that our people were out soul winning. They'd rather be panicked and live in that panic than accept the calmingness of the Holy Spirit of God and get saved. I don't get that. You're looking at a preacher that's not freaked out to have church.
Amen.
We're not canceling.
Amen. That's good.
You know, it's going to take martial law, and I'll probably go to jail and preach from jail, and you can watch me on television. Just come bail me out when you can, please. Let's put this in perspective for a moment. Let's go back 10 years, 11 years. In 2009, the H1N1, which was another name for swine flu, hit America, hit the world. It was the last quote-unquote pandemic. 61 million Americans had swine flu. There have been, about last count that I looked, about 1,500 to 1,600 cases of this coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever they call it. By the way, when they say that, that means there were 18 other strands before it. It's a flu strain. That's what it is. That's why the number 19 is after it. We've had 18 other strains of this. In America, there were over 22,000 deaths. We've had 52, 53 deaths in America due to this. Everybody praised President Obama for his handling of the situation. 61 million people got it. 22,000 died. We've had a little over 1,500 get it, a little over 50 die. By the way, 28 or 27 of those were in one nursing home in Seattle. Half of those were in one place. And yet we have to freak out and have the world in total panic and put the whole country on lockdown. There have been over 21,000 deaths due to the flu strain with vaccines this year. That means you're 40,000 times more likely to die of the flu than you are this stuff. 40,000 times. Everybody doing okay? 80% of the people that get tested and get tested positive are what they call asymptomatic, which means they have no symptoms of it. Just like you could be tested for cancer in your body, you're carrying cancer cells in your body right now. But you're asymptomatic of it because your body's not susceptible to it. In other words, you can be carrying this virus around just like you carry the flu virus, the cold virus, any other kind of virus that goes around. You carry it. If you have an immunity to it, 80% of the people that are testing positive don't have any symptoms of it. There hasn't been one person in America die under the age of 60. But we have to shut all the schools down. It's not affecting any children. Yeah. And it doesn't make any sense at all. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't a nasty strain or nasty virus. Don't get me wrong. I am not downplaying that those that get it should be cautious. But folks, how long has the cold virus been around? And we've never been able to solve that mystery. Friday, everybody was complaining, will the president get tested? He should get tested. Will the president get tested? He got tested on Friday, and on Saturday they said he was negative, and now the press is saying he should have wasted a test since he didn't have it. Honest to God. This is a media-based, satanically influenced hype. It's already starting to ratchet down in China. Just so you know, the numbers are going down very quickly. The survival rate of having it is 99.7. You have a 0.3% chance of dying from it. Now, I'm not saying that it's not something to be cautious about, but good general hygiene, good sense, we should prevail. That's the problem. Good sense. Just be aware. just because somebody has a cough, Josh and Ruth Ann and my wife and I went out to lunch on Friday for my wife's birthday. And we were at the table, and Josh went like that. And I said, "Do you have the virus?" It was funny. We're all laughing. There's people going, like, well, it's one way to get the restaurant to yourself. Just start coughing. You might get a free meal if you're not careful, you know. Now, let me take it a little farther and show you a little bit what the Bible has to say about this. And I mean this. Don't get shook up and panicky like the world is right now. Amen. And I'm not saying you have nothing to be worried about, but you have very little to be worried about. Very, very little. Remember, before it gets too bad, Jesus is coming.
Amen.
You know, I don't know about you, but that excites me. I'm watching what's taking place going, keep looking up. Keep looking up. It's coming. It's coming faster. Those who are saved should be excited, not fearful.
Amen.
Why these pastors want to shut their churches down, it makes no sense at all. I think we ought to be having more church, not less church.
Amen.
Let's get more people out there getting saved, not less people. Why do we want to shut church down and keep Walmart open?
Amen.
Why do we want to shut the house of God down and keep Costco open?
Good.
Everybody doing okay? Now hang on. Don't listen to the tongue of Satan called the news media. Satan is influencing the news media at a very high level right now. Well, the CDC said, yeah, don't believe everything the CDC tells you.
Amen.
The CDC are the very people that put mercury in vaccines. They're the ones that, and I'm not saying everything that they do is bad, but it's politically and governmentally controlled.
Yep.
Be careful. Be careful what all you believe about it. The word shaken means scared in mind or spirit. Does this scare you, preacher? Yeah, can you tell? I'm really scared. Folks, you have a better chance of dying in a car accident than you do getting this stuff and dying.
That's right.
You really do. You have more of a risk going home tonight and getting home safely than you do dying from this stuff. Say, yeah, because Wiley's on the road. Just don't let Mung drive. You won't hit any deer. Between Wiley and the Lopez, or between Mung and the Lopez's, we're in a demolition derby here. Yeah. Yeah, you have, you've gone 3 years, huh? Mung's gone 3 months. How many have you gotten with your car? 11? At least, or more. She quit counting. She couldn't count that high. We're just calling her the meat grinder. But anyway, don't let it panic you. Don't believe all the hype. It's not as real as they're trying to make it.
That's right.
Okay. Number two, the devil does not work at a personal level. Take your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Just back a few pages. Ephesians chapter 4. That wasn't the right chapter. Chapter 6, not chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 6. I know it was in the right book. I just wrote the wrong chapter down. Okay, Ephesians 6, look at verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where the devil's working. You have never personally faced the devil one-on-one. I'll guarantee nobody in here is big enough on the devil's radar screen for him to get you. And I don't mean that because you're a filthy, vile Christian. I mean that because none of us have probably done enough to create that. Anybody that's probably been close to that would be my wife and I, because of the level that we've worked in the ministry in days gone by. Our church has faced satanic opposition by all the government red tape and all the EPA and everything else that we've had to go through. That is the working of Satan, but that's not a personal attack. That's attacking everybody. The devil works on those powers, those principalities. He can, as in the case of Job, but he wants major targets. And the devil needed permission to do that with Job. Remember that. It took permission from God. God's not just in the business of doling out permission for the devil to pick on people. The devil's got bigger targets than in mind than you and me. He's not going to waste his time flattening your tire or making your car engine die or anything else. Your wash machine that broke, it wasn't the devil that did it. It was probably your husband. Now, he goes after governments. Yeah, he goes after the media. He goes after people who have spiritual wickedness in high places, in power, money. The George Soros. The people like that that use their money for evil. That's where the devil's working his most power. Now listen to this. He goes after education. Education, government education in America has taken about 60 to 70 years to get us to where we are at right now. Up until the last 40 years, everybody thought socialism and communism was of the devil and bad.
Yes, sir.
Now we got Bernie Sanders. Those of us with gray hair tremble at the thought of even Bernie Sanders' name being popular, let alone a potential candidate for president. Folks, when Jimmy Carter's looking good, you know it's bad. You know, it's pretty bad when old Jimmy could be a better candidate. The educational system freaking out, the colleges and even the day schools for the younger children, shutting down is a tool of Satan. They're creating the panic. The devil can only lead those who are fools and simple. That's why he can't take over till we're out of here, because we're supposed to be wise.
Amen.
So he's creating as much foolishness and simplicity. And fearful people don't make good decisions. That's why they go buy all the toilet paper and leave all the food. My son, he had one. I wish he still had it. He had one of those little meme things. It's a guy walking out of Walmart, and he had like two shopping carts full of toilet plungers. And he said, ha ha, what are they going to do when they use all their toilet paper now? I thought it was funny. I'm sorry, but it really was. Professional athletes and professional sports shutting down over this. You don't see them shutting down when somebody gets the flu. What are they doing? They're creating panic. By the way, it's government. Crowd sizes. Let's limit crowds to 250 people or less. They're not limiting the crowd size at the store. And yet, California, Illinois, and a couple other states, they've already limited gatherings of 250 or more, or 500 and more. By the way, that's a direct attack against churches. Everybody doing okay? The devil knows that people in a state of panic are easy to lead. He needs people afraid. That's why the Democrats have been able to lead so long. They've been able to keep the poor people afraid. And the more you keep them afraid, have you ever noticed that liberalism hasn't changed any of the poor cities in America? They've only gotten worse, not better.
That's right.
Welfare has never left the big city.
That's right.
Now, look at verse number 9, where we were at in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I want you to notice something. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with, watch this, all power and signs and lying wonders and all deceivableness of unrighteousness. Is that not what you're seeing take place today? Listen to me. There have been fewer cases of the coronavirus in the world than people had H1N1 flu in 2009 in America. Do the numbers. Now, number 3. People's rejection of truth brings the belief of a lie. For you to reject the truth, you must believe a lie. That's what verses 10 and 11 are about. You know, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. If people aren't delusional now, I don't know what they are. That's where we get the word. Strong delusion. They are delusional. My wife and I were at the store on Friday, scheduled. We didn't need toilet paper. It was her normal day, and I had worked early that day to take half the day off to be with her. And we stopped, and we were at the cash register. I said, boy, does she look stressed out. Let's have some fun. And no, I was kind to her. I wasn't playing with her. And I said, yeah, I couldn't find any toilet paper. And she looked at me and I started laughing. She recognized that I was being a bit sarcastic. She said, yeah. And she said, maybe I just grew up in West Virginia too long, but I don't know why everybody's worried. We got alternatives. She said, maybe I'm too country. Sweetie, I understand. Let me tell you. She said, there's a fella here. He was almost in fist fights. He had two carts full of stuff, most of it. He said, the end of the world's here, the end of the world's here, the end of the world's here. She said, I just don't think it's going to end this way. I said, no, it's not. She said, if it's going to end, why do you want to buy everything? Doesn't make a whole, but that's what people do. That's the deceivableness. That's being deceived by unrighteousness. Say why? Because people hate the truth. I wish you could watch people's face when I make statements like there is no such thing as evolution. Well, that didn't come about till in America, FDR is the one that allowed evolution to be taught in public schools. It wasn't until after World War II that we brought the communists to teach at the college level. In the 1940s and 50s, we brought the communists that we fought in World War II in Korea, brought them to America. Fidel Castro was teaching in our colleges. Stalin was teaching in our colleges. We brought him here. And we wonder why we had the revolution of the 60s. Everybody doing okay? Communism, socialism, humanism all want to have no truth so that the leadership can lead them to believe whatever they want. First premise of communism is this: there are no absolutes. There is no right or wrong. You have to teach people that there's no right, no wrong, so that the government can tell you what's right and wrong. First thing Hitler did was took over the medical industry. Then he took over the car industry, and then they had the news media. You have those three things, you can control any nation. And I'm not promoting any business, but if it had not been for the Ford Motor Company, President Obama would have had all three. Yep. Truth or absolutes are destroyed by liberalism. Communism. Oh, we all need to be the same. It's not fair for somebody to have more money than somebody else. Stuart told me today, he said, I'm so happy to hear a preacher say it's not wrong to have money. He said, I never heard anybody say poor people never hired anybody, but boy, are you right. I said, well, it's true. He said, yeah, it is. He said, I'm glad somebody got enough sense to tell everybody. And he's got a good bit of money. Okay. Does that mean he's a bad person? Helped us get what we have. Boy, that's good stuff. Imagine how bad it's going to be after the rapture and there's no Christianity, no Bible, no Holy Spirit here. Go to Walmart, take every Christian away, every even innuendo of Christianity away from anybody that works there or is there, and watch how bad it's going to get. Now, fortunately, we won't be here. It will be total craziness, total panic all the time. Education, government education, and the media have created a lying narrative so that people will hate the truth. Take your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5. I'm going to show you where America is at right now. And we are almost done with the sermon. I got one more point after this and we're done. Isaiah chapter 5, look at verse number 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justifieth the wicked for reward and taketh away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Like somebody telling me that I can't pass out tracts in a neighborhood. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Are we not there today? Call evil good and good evil.
That's right.
Ah, you're just a Christian. You're a bunch of weaklings. Yeah, they're the ones that are all freaked out, not us. They're the ones trying to get rid of righteousness and say what they have is working. Well, it's not working real well. I will also say this. Watching the stock market, most of the time in American history, it goes back up. Don't panic. Because if it doesn't, we're out of here. If the American economy tanks, the world will bankrupt. And that is when the Antichrist can take over and start a one world government system for money. That can't happen until the world bankrupts. So what am I going to do with all my money? Get saved, you won't need to worry about it. And let's let the unsaved pay for our bills. Now, that doesn't mean you go out and run up your credit cards because the preacher said he's coming back and you can spend all your money. That's not what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is this. It will go back up unless the Lord comes back first. So don't panic. It's going to be okay. Number four, and I'm done. What do we do about the virus? First of all, stay calm and don't live in fear.
Amen.
Stay calm. Do not live in fear. Number two, I never thought I'd have to preach this. Practice good hygiene.
Amen.
I was talking to Catherine and her friend today, and I said, isn't it a shame that we have to teach people to wash their hands? When you go to the potty, wash your hands. When you cough, wash your hands. When you shake hands, wash your hands. After you've shaken a bunch of hands, don't put them in your mouth. Don't pick your nose. Don't rub your eyes. Go wash your hands first, then pick your nose. All right? It's just common practice. Can I tell you something? That's supposed to be taught by mommies and daddies, but because our economy has gotten crazy and mommies and daddies both have to work and aren't training their kids, and we're letting the government train our kids, and you send your kids to the schools and the government thinks they own you and can tell you what you have to feed them. An old fat mouth Nancy Pelosi out there, well, we got to have, all these kids are going to starve to death because they're not going to school because they won't have anything to eat. And I'm thinking, what parent is going to let their child starve? You really think that we're dumb enough to believe that the school is the only place they get food? Now, it's just insanity. Don't listen to the fear-mongering media and powers that be. Amen. Read your Bible and be at church. Amen. And just keep looking up because Jesus is coming. Amen. Don't panic over the stock market. Don't panic, all right? Most of you don't have anything in there to worry about, so it doesn't matter. But just remember, Jesus comes back before Antichrist sets up. I believe you're watching a dry run. If it's not a dry run, this is the real thing and we're really close. Seriously. If it's not a dry run, it's the run. We'll be in heaven 7 years while everything down here is total chaos. Trust me. And then we'll come back and rule and reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. You say, what do I do, preacher? Stay calm. Keep winning souls. Wouldn't you like to be the person that wins the last person to Christ and rapture takes place? Woohoo! In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go. Man, that would be cool, wouldn't it? Just think of how many people are going to die and go to hell over this, though. We ought to feel sorry. We ought to try to keep the truth out there. Let's do our part and keep the truth out. There's not much time left. Let's hold nothing back. Let's keep getting the truth out. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. I've tried to give you good Bible sense. Good Bible knowledge. In light of what's happening in our world today. Don't panic. It's going to be all right. Gather your friends and loved ones. Tell them about Jesus. I was talking to some of my wife's family just this afternoon before we came to church, and I was talking about the Antichrist and the rapture, and they were a little freaked out. I'm not. I'm totally calm. I'm ready to go. Let's be looking for the coming of the Lord, but until he does come, let's do our part as